Listen, the conversation on the Atlanta Braves, like, I just don't know exactly. I get tired of 162.
You're about to say it.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
You are what your record says you are.
Well, there's no question about that. In 162 games, you know, I don't think you can do compelling sports talk to the masses and just talk baseball every day about, because it's just such a long season. One day you're like, I think we're going to get hot. Next day, this team's going nowhere. Like, I want to take a deep breath and say, what do we really have here, right?
Yep.
What do we really have? And I just think it feels like a little bit of the Braves is long in the tooth in terms of the same guy. And I know Drake Baldwin was given some energy, right? Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's Austin and Michael and Matt Olson and Ozzy and Ronald. And it's the same guys you keep putting out there. And they're a nice lineup. I mean, they're not going to be who they were 3 years ago when they broke every record, right? When Olson, you know, was hitting all the bombs. And they're not going to be what they – I don't think what they are now, which is a team having a really bad season. I mean, you know, you go into that second game of a doubleheader, you're 4 games under .500. That's not the standard for the Atlanta Braves. So, you know, I try to be measured every day and come in here and not highs and lows, but you don't close out games well. Mm-hmm. Back end of the bullpen obviously has struggled. And I think you're starting to wonder, what do you really have in Sean Murphy and Michael Harris offensively? Though both guys had good days yesterday.
Inconsistent.
Right?
Inconsistent.
You got a shortstop that can't hit worth a lick. You just know that. Orlando Arcia is gone for a reason. Now, Jerkson Profar maybe gives them that punch.
But he can't help you past, like, till
June.
Day.
And then he can't help you in the postseason if you get there. So, you know, it's probably the most vitriol directed at Brian Snitker than I've ever heard. And I hear this conversation about, you got to flip over a table, or look how passive he. Like, what is screaming at guys? How does that make him better with runners in scoring position late in a game? Like, baseball is a different.
I do feel like, and Bo and Joe might have an opinion on this. I do feel like I don't see an alpha, like, leader. Like, Matt Olson's very laid back. Austin Riley doesn't say a lot. No. I don't know, like, publicly. I don't know, like.
It really can't be a pitcher per se, right? So Chris Sale and Spencer Strider are the most alpha guys, I feel like, in terms of how they approach their business. But, you know,
do you feel like that? Like they're missing an alpha? It's not all on Snicker. You know what I mean? I only know the football side of it. Like, if you were loafing at Georgia, Nolan Smith was in your ass. He wasn't even playing, he was in you. Like, there's alphas in the room. I don't know that we have an alpha.
You see some of that out of Ozzie Albies.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, Ozzie jumped all over Marcell Ozuna a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Now Marcell Ozuna is one of those guys, too. Marcell Ozuna's the hey, I'm going to sit you down and tell you how good you are because you're playing like crap. Yeah. Ozzie will get vocal with you, too.
I something's missing. And I rate Fridays because this is when I'm here. So we come home after that horrendous start. We're 7 games out. Okay, I'm not panicked. 2 weeks ago, I'm in here. We're 8 games out. And I come in today, and we're 9.5 out before June.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've also noticed the same thing that Bo has. From when I was on that Braves beat here for 92.9 The Game, Ozzy, definitely a guy who wanted to kind of keep guys on their toes and make sure that they were given effort. But to your point, it's like, you know, is that really going to change how good you are when bases are loaded?
Clutch hitting,
I agree.
I believe you run better, faster, stronger in football when you are more motivated. When you are when the coach is just up your butt and you're just like, dude, I'm so angry with him right now.
Yeah.
Or when you play at home, the home crowd defensively it gives you more adrenaline, gets you over the hump. There's certainly a way of hitting more, you know, hitting harder and all that a home crowd provides that. In basketball, it doesn't make you shoot better, but it certainly helps you defensively.
Yes.
Like, you know, adrenaline helps you,
effort. Yes.
Right? I don't know what adrenaline / you know, flipping over a table by your manager. You can do it once or twice a year, maybe. But how does that make you from a 275 hitter, you know, how does a 220
hitter?
Well,
I do think baseball, you can lock in where, like, listen.
More focused?
Listen, you know this guy consistently at 2-2 is going to give you a splitter. and you sit there and watch one for a strike, well, your butt should have been watching tape. You should have known what to expect there. Even if you miss it, don't sit there and watch a strike three. Little things like that, hustling out plays.
Yeah, taking extra base.
Those are little things that make difference in baseball to me.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, when you have these flashpoint moments, sometimes they can help spur a turnaround in a team, you know, if it kind of strikes them the right way and it takes. But I also worry about, you know, if those flashpoint moments are created in clubhouses or wherever and it doesn't take, that's when I worry about, you know, is it actually contributing to more of a problem?
My worry with the Braves is we might be a 500 team.
Yeah.
That's
what we were saying last week.
We might be a 500 team.
How many teams in the National League do you think we have more wins than in the National League? How many teams in the entire NL? Just give me a guess. You didn't look at it. We have more wins than how many of their – of 15 teams, how many do we have more wins than?
Six.
Three.
Wow.
We got three. We got more wins than the Rockies. They got nine. We got more wins than the Pirates. They got 21. And we got more wins than the Miami Marlins. That's it. So just understand where we sit. You know, the Reds have 28 wins. They're not good. We have 26. The Brewers have 29. The Diamondbacks are two games under, 27. We have three teams, and they're the three worst teams in the league, that we have more wins than. Other than that, we don't. And by the way, you're getting a Red Sox team coming in, Rusty, that everybody thought. They're 27-31.
This
is very similar to the Padres. They came in reeling. The Padres came in here in the worst stretch of the year.
Lost six
I think seven in a row, yeah. Coming in. Red Sox are at their all-time low right now. They're 27-31. The conversation in Boston, and they just lost their third baseman. What's his name? From the Astros. Bregman's out, right, for a long time. So the conversation in Boston is that this team is an embarrassment. They're not even in the hunt. They're four games under.
Don't tell me.
So my point is, you're getting a team that is absolutely reeling right now.
Don't tell me we're the get-right team.
Well, what happened with the Padres, right? They hadn't hit for days.
Yeah, do you think – I have a question. Do you guys think it helps or hurts considering the Braves have had some of these slow starts in recent years and then pulled it out and gotten to the playoffs and had some successful years? They won the World Series.
I think that's good, but my worry is – do we have the ability to turn that switch on?
Right. The muscle memory.
Exactly. I don't know that we have that ability to turn that switch on.
It's great to be confident to know that, listen, we got Spencer Strider and Chris Sale and Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna's back, and Ozzie Albies, and these are all-star players, and Austin Riley. But there's also a point where, you know, the lineup's the lineup, man. It's been you know, 4 years off that World Series, and you know, can we – listen, we have to win 10 of 12, right? We have to have a two-week stretch we go 10-2, or we're not going to get back in this thing again.
Well, we were winning series. Yeah, we were fine with that.
But that's fine when you're playing over 500 baseball. Winning series right now, again, you need to get hot, right?
You need consistent offense.
And then injury yesterday, right? More injury stuff to deal with.
I mean, you start hearing a pitcher talking about a pop, and that's just – and they put him on a plane during the game to get him back. That's not good.